Hello and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right. And today, we do have a very special episode because...
As we always do.
Well, there's that one that wasn't special.
There's the Frasier.
This is special because we're doing Sex in the City and I have had sex in a city.
And I, too, have had sex in a city.
So really, it's just an applicable title.
It's just, you know, I feel like everyone can relate to that show except for those that either don't live in a city or have not had sex.
There's a lot of those people.
Were there any virgin characters in Sex in the City?
There's really, I mean, like that baby eventually is presumably a virgin.
You know who I just remembered? You know what I just remembered from the show? There was that young kid that Samantha banged that one time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
That guy wasn't a virgin.
No, he was just real awkward.
She wanted to be that woman that sleeps with the awkward kid once.
It reminds me way too much of the people I've actually slept with. Just, like, an awkward nerd dude.
So you would have done that guy.
But not have been happy about it.
I don't think Samantha was too happy about it either.
Miranda.
It was Miranda that did that?
Yeah.
I thought it was Samantha.
Don't question me. I've seen these shows so many times.
Well, you know what? All right, I'm gonna let you have that, but I will fact check later on.
Okay.
And I'll report on our Facebook page, which you all should be checking out, by the way. Something I wanted to do today, which I thought would be interesting, is read some of our comments and respond to them.
Okay.
And I'm done.
And we're done.
And we're done with that.
So we have no comments.
Gotten zero comments. Yet here we are recording our 26th hour of this show.
Who comments on a podcast? You've gotten lots of real in-life podcasts.
On like squirrels running on a treadmill. Well,
that's obviously better than our podcast, Josh. That might be the best thing ever.
Squirrels running on a treadmill.
I would trade all of my health and family for seeing that.
I bet if we released a video of a girl running on a treadmill, it would get way significantly more hits than all of our podcasts put together.
Wait, a girl or a squirrel?
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Or a girl.
So next week.
Even the girl would like triple our hits were she either a fat girl or a really hot girl.
Or if she was holding a squirrel.
Or if she was running, or if a squirrel was chasing her on the treadmill.
Man, we got to get this started. Listeners, this is copyrighted.
You cannot do this. Or if you do it, just send it to whowouldyoudo@facebook.com.
Yeah. Or just mail us $100, you know, with or without the footage.
Yeah, you'll probably make millions off of this idea, so what's $100 to you?
Treadmill wars. That could be a reality TV show.
Just people chasing people on treadmills?
There was a reality show where just strong dudes tried to fight animals.
There was a reality show where just, you know, annoying older women that have some money just hang out with each other.
Yeah, and that's also what we're talking about today on our podcast.
They made like 10 of them. There's like 15 of those shows.
Yeah, and also Sex in the City.
And Sex in the City. But at least Sex in the City has actual drama.
And dialogue.
And for some reason feels more real than the reality shows.
That is true. That's because they're all about like educated people. I think that you're just too educated, and me, for reality TV, right?
Also, reality TV is like, let's throw a bunch of people that don't hang out together and see how they act.
It's also just completely fake.
Complete farcical reality.
Well, you know, my friend who is a comedian, he auditioned for a reality TV show called, like, Auction Hunters. And he was going to be, if he had gotten it, he would have had to pretend that he worked in an auction house. And they're like, all right, it's Matt Myra. He's like a co-host of the Nerdist podcast. He told the story last night at the show, and he was saying that, like, he sat down for the audition, and they're like, okay, we're going to ask you a question. You repeat it after yourself, and then you answer the question. And the first question is, how do you feel about working with a big black lady? And he's just like, how do I feel about working with a lady? And they're like, no, we didn't ask that. We asked how you felt about working with a big black lady. And then he had to, like, he was supposed to say that on camera, and then And he was like, I think it would go really well. And they're like, no, you have to be antagonistic towards her. Like, you guys don't like each other. This person he's never seen before. And, like, obviously on the show, they're going to cut to him being like, I work with a big black lady. And then, like, she was going to accuse him of being racist. Like, it's just so fucking fake.
Robin, do you realize what you've just done? You've just uncovered the truth about reality. We're going to blow the lid off this whole thing on this podcast right here.
No, but like,
we're going to bring down these reality shows.
You know how you know it's fake, but you don't know in all the ways that it's fake?
I had no idea it was fake.
All right, come on. But you know how, like, but like, I have never heard a specific example, someone I knew, of just how fake it was.
My first job out of college was working on a reality TV show.
Which one?
You know, I signed some papers where I'm not supposed to say, but it was It's Me or the Dog. And and on the show, like, I got hired at, like, MTV to, like, mm-hmm. be an assistant editor, and I was all, like, fucking excited. I was like, that's right, people of the world. Josh just got out of college, and he's working for MTV. And, like, I show up at the job. They take me through the MTV office. They're like, come on, Josh, let me show you around. They show me around, and then they lead me to this room. And then they – so this is where your office is. And they take me into this room. They close the door. And it's a windowless room with, like, big fluorescent lights and, like, two people you would definitely not do sitting in there. One was, like, a big, fat guy with pimples and glasses. And the other guy was, like, real skinny and, like, real awkward and nerdy. And they told me what they needed me to do was watch hours upon hours of reality TV footage and write down everything they said and did. Basically transcribe the footage.
Right, right, right.
So I started doing it, and I got about, like, an hour in, and I started talking to the other two guys in the room. I'm like, so, what are you guys trying to do here? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, well, how long have you been here? And one of the guys goes, been here about 2 years. The other guy's like, really, two and a half years. I was like, excuse me, guys. I walked into my boss's office and quit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I was like, I couldn't do it for another 2 hours, let alone another 2 years. But the funniest thing was when I was transcribing the footage, like, the camera, like, it'd be before they'd say action, mm-hmm. and this guy would be, like, walking around, his hat was on normal, and you'd be, like, chumming it up with the guys, like, and the guy would come up to him and goes, all right, so in this scene, you're going to tell everyone you want to throw a birthday party for the dog. And the guy was like, oh, God. And then he turns his hat backwards. He's like, hey guys, I want to throw a big birthday party for the dog. What do you think? I'm like, Dad, you're crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, but like, at least it's a real family.
I don't know. I didn't see the part where they hired the family.
Because I know another friend of ours, Kevin Hawkins, worked for transcribing science, some kind of like searching for Bigfoot reality TV show. And he was saying that those were, like, legitimately stupid rednecks that believed they had seen Bigfoot.
He just straight up called out Kevin Hawkins.
He doesn't have that job anymore.
Okay, yeah. Kevin Hawkins at 3487.
Jeez. Now he walks dogs. Maybe he'll be on Gets Me the Dog.
Uh-huh. He couldn't take it anymore, or they just
I don't know what happened.
Well, I thought he had the sweetest gig in the world.
That's what I thought. I don't know. I just heard him telling a bit about how he's walking dogs now for a living.
Oh, man. That doesn't sound as good.
At least you're outside. I mean, walking dogs is for sure better for your mental and physical health than transcribing reality TV. Just
picking up poop and spending all your time with animals?
Yeah. Better than, yes, 100%.
I guess.
Walking around a park with lovely little dogs is way better.
Lovely little dogs? How many dogs is he like, if he's just like walking like some rich girl's poodle? But he's probably got, like, 8, like, German shepherds. He's like, all right. All right.
You're gonna go poop over here. Finding drugs.
discovering drugs and foiling bomb plots.
All right, so that was an early tangent off to nowhere. I want to hit you with the question up front. I'm actually really interested to hear about this. Like, Carrie. And let's, like, say, you know... Like,
do you want to jump in right now to who we do, or I'm sorry, just okay. before we get this going, I was thinking maybe we'd start out with deciding which Sex and the City characters we are.
Okay. Are you going to be one of the girls or are you going to be a guy?
You got to be one of. I mean, I'll figure out which guy I am too.
Okay.
But we got to go. I'll have to pick which girl I am. Also, you go first.
Well, I'm obviously Miranda. If anyone, even just like a listener of one episode of the podcast, would probably tell that.
Yeah, you're.
It's kind
you're,
of too upsetting.
It's not even like there's not even.
I'm
like,
not even like 10% another one. Maybe I'm 10% Carrie. 10% Charlotte, 80% Miranda, 0% Samantha.
Very, very goal-oriented.
Yeah.
Just,
I'm actually straight, though, and she is not, and her character is, like, even... Mm-hmm.
And I say this next comment...
meaning to get me mad, but gonna make you a little thing.
No, not meaning to get you mad. Actually, I was gonna preface this with how I really like your boyfriend and feel like you have found, like, a really good dude. But what I was gonna say is... I think similarly to her, when looking for a guy versus the other three, or at least versus Carrie and Samantha, mm-hmm. you're more like willing like to temper what you want. You're looking for more.
I don't want to get fucked over by that guy.
You don't want to get fucked over. You want to find you're like trying to have the upper hand. Like,
I mean, I would prefer to think of it as a mutual understanding.
Find someone at your level. But maybe going a step down to have a step up.
I'm saying
that my one experience of you having a boyfriend has been a guy that I feel is on equal footing.
That's good. Well, he's actually going to graduate grad school, and I'm going to drop out.
He's now
so
step up. So you better
he's definitely he's, yeah. He's, Miranda gonna, finished her schooling.
Saying he's got that upper hand. He's
no,
gone.
I think it's just more about like looking for people that aren't going to actively fuck you over, and those people end up actually having like better jobs. I feel like the guys that are going to like
except
really...
that she fucks over Miranda.
Who fucks over Miranda?
Steve.
Steve? You mean in the movie?
I guess so. I never saw the movie.
You just heard what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of hard to tell. I feel like they just wrote... The movies I take is not canon. Yeah, because, I mean, they had to make something happen, right? Because everyone ended so happy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm definitely Miranda. What do you think you are?
I am the fifth friend that they never call oh to come hang out with them. It's always like, what are you guys up to tonight? They're like, we're staying in tonight. We're not gonna go out on the city. I would be like played by Rachel Dratch, and it's like the fifth Sex in the City friend.
Oh my god, I wish there was an episode with Rachel Dratch.
Rachel Dratch is like their other friend. Like, oh man, I'm gonna totally go over there and bang that dude. And they're like, what dude are you guys into? They're like, oh, we don't know, Rachel. Like, oh man, this is great hanging out with you guys.
God, that'd be a great episode. That'd be a great SNL sketch. It's the fifth friend you don't hear about.
But like in trying to figure out which one of them I am, like, god damn it, that is like there's just nothing similar between me and any of them.
I don't know. Well, let me break it down for you. Carrie,
help me break it down.
I'd say you're a Carrie, honestly. I'm thinking about it, I think you fit in. Because she's creative stuff.
Has
she's a writer.
Has a horse face.
long
faces. We have long faces.
Represented a witch on TV.
Represented a witch in reality.
Starring in the First Wives Club, which is, as we know, Josh had that cameo.
I don't know where you're getting this from.
No,
but I don't know how. Who told you I had a cameo on the First Wives Club? But touche.
No, I think right here, Carrie. I would say
yeah. You know, I'm writing the story of my life.
Yeah, some of the
every day.
Some of the stuff you do romantically is even like Carrie. You know, going after. You know, people that are exciting and maybe not the most good people for you, but very exciting.
Sense of, like, a little sense of excitement in my life.
Yeah, I mean, Samantha doesn't exist, right? Like, maybe you have the sex drive of Samantha, but you're not, I guess, that'd be, like, terrible.
You know, it'd be fine if I had, like, the sex appeal of Samantha on top of it.
Yeah, I think you're a Carrie.
I'm definitely not a Charlotte or a Miranda.
No, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I'd say Carrie. Carrie makes the most sense for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the guys,
well
outside
Jewish,
of the obvious right. Mr. Big parallels.
Oh my god.
outside of the very present Mr. Big qualities that I have. that we all assume we share in common. I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go Jack Burger.
Oh, totally. Totally. But, yeah, I guess.
Although, as far as, you know, the Jack Burger posted no breakup move, that's not Josh style. Josh, I always face that explosion head on.
Yeah. Maybe you're the little guy that Miranda crushed.
Maybe if I dump someone, I would dump them with the post-it note. I don't gotta have that experience first in order to decide what I would do.
I think that definitely makes the most sense for you.
Jack Burger?
Yeah.
So, just speaking of Jack Burger, mm-hmm. I know we were gonna get it started with Carrie a minute ago, but we're here on Jack Burger.
Okay,
how about Jack Burger? Jack Burger, for the listeners that aren't as into Sex and the City as I am, apparently.
Yeah, really, it's very confusing. You didn't know any episodes of Frasier, but you got all in Sex and the City.
I lived with people who watched Sex and the City.
Who?
I lived with girls for a while.
What girls?
Well, I live with a girl right now.
What girls are you living with, Jeff?
When I was in New York, I moved into an apartment with these two ladies.
Oh, fine how'd ladies. That work out? They kick you out?
Not exactly. one funny story is you know, when you're living with a girl, as currently right now, you know, you just, you know, you don't engage in relations with them.
Mm-hmm.
Saying this as awkwardly as possible.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, one of the girls I lived with was really attractive, and it's just kind of something you don't think about that often, just because, you know, you see them at their grossest all the time, they annoy you a little bit, you're in your hut. But we were watching this South Park episode where they were making fun of all the internet videos, and Butters did that What in the Butt song.
Oh, right.
And after that, she just got it stuck in her head, and she was always, like, walking around the apartment, like, vacuuming and things, just singing What in the Butt. And I was like, Abby, you're really just gonna have to stop singing that song.
What reason did you give her?
it was just too much.
Well, what reason did you give her?
I don't remember.
You just said some bullshit.
Some bullshit.
Don't sing that song.
Classic Josh bullshit.
I mean,
I let it go on for a while. Trust me, I didn't just end it right away. I just, at a certain point, it needed to stop.
That's very respectable.
Or something else needed to happen.
So Jack Burger is Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston,
aka the guy from Office Space, main guy, and I think he is so cute. Oh my,
he's like
gosh.
Exactly your type, right?
He's like the type that is I would just be so into. But then they would, like, not be feeling me. Like,
really?
Even, like, Carrie can't even trap him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but one thing I'm never totally sure of on the show
mm-hmm.
is how attractive Carrie is actually supposed to be.
She's supposed to be fucking smoking. She gets Mr. Big.
Yeah, but, you know, part of what's attractive about her is how cool and interesting she is and how she's not unattractive, but I'm always, like, looking at Sarah Jessica Parker being like, you used to be significantly more attractive than this.
Right.
I've never been watching the show and felt myself, like, extremely attracted to Carrie. However, probably would be most likely to date Carrie of any of the three of them.
Really?
Or to go after Carrie.
I guess that's true because other ones are too weird.
I mean, I guess I would try and bang Samantha. I would never accomplish that. I'm just not, like, unless she went for me on some, like, weird level, like when she banged that guy with the ponytail.
The turtleneck? Remember the guy with the turtleneck?
Is that the neighbor that had the turtleneck and the ponytail?
Oh, no, there's that guy when she thought she was going through menopause. There's also the guy who was, like, called, like, the turtle or something that, like, she, like, decided she would try to fix him up.
She wanted to bang that monk dude?
Right.
Like, what am I that she could, like, need to check off her list? What thing could I be?
Dolphins fan?
Like, there's no, is there, what reality is there where I'm not, like, I don't even have as good a shot as that fucking dude that was in high school that she banged or whatever. The
first of all, Samantha's pretty much straight, all of them are either, no, not all of them, No, hot dudes or rich dudes. So you'd have to get yourself squarely into one of those two categories.
So
I think with a lot of hard work, you could get into either one.
A lot of hard work and some medical work.
Some plug work.
I just need to plug up some holes in my personality, my pocket, and my appearance.
And you can have any of these 60-year-old women.
Just work on listening, making money, and hair plugs.
Yeah.
getting hair plugs.
Hey, it's not too good for our goal, it's not too good for you.
Right? I look at the difference it made in Jeremy Piven's appearance, and it just...
Appearance and casting. He wouldn't have been cast.
As Ari Gold with the...
0% chance.
No, but he could be like a movie producer if he was...
He could have been an extra in Entourage, sure.
Making a strong case here, Robin.
But then Larry David will never hire you.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm a liar, then.
That's more important. I'm trying to be
a genuine person.
Yeah, no. I think it's good.
But I want to bang Samantha. These are just cheap
jokes. You don't want to bang Samantha now.
Yeah, no, she's definitely got something going on downstairs. You think. Just because they're rich doesn't mean they're clean.
No. Samantha also had 2 abortions. Not that that's bad, but she did have 2.
Ugh.
You get 1 chance.
Yeah, it's too many abortions. How old was she when she was getting these abortions?
It's not ever stated.
It was pre the show.
Yes.
Probably shouldn't have been. Well, so that's a topic for another podcast.
Who would you do abortion fetuses?
No, it's not our who would you do. It's our Christian podcast that we do on Sundays, oh Robin. We'll talk about this on our Christian podcast that we perform on Sundays. Sunday mornings on your way to church, you can listen to Josh and Robin and the Glory of Jesus.
Who do you love more, Holy Ghost or Jesus? So, okay, you're trying to bang Carrie. Oh my God, Ron Livingston is just so adorable. But he's a jerk. In Office Space, first of all, he, like, dumps the girlfriend who's more like me to go out with the waitress that's like Jennifer Aniston, who I'm the opposite of.
Wait, the girlfriend was cheating on him.
Oh, that's right. I don't cheat. I just meant that she was, like, more, like, mean, right? Less like Jennifer Aniston.
She was just like, you know, I remember it was like, man, so you ever get the feeling like, my girlfriend's cheating on me.
Oh, right.
And the guy's like, yeah, I get that feeling.
No, he
everyone's
said,
like that.
No, he said, do you get the feeling your girlfriend's cheating on you? He's like, yeah, I get the feeling your girlfriend's cheating on you.
Yeah.
But the thing is that she's more like me than Jennifer Aniston, because if you took me and any other person, I'm more like the other person than Jennifer Aniston.
But Jennifer Aniston, I mean, she's just a nice... ditzy waitress in that movie.
Yeah, but the whole thing is about, like, having a shitty job and how having, like, a tech job or whatever is bad. Like, I just don't think... He wouldn't be into me. And he wouldn't be into me as Jack Berger. And I would just be in love...
Why wouldn't he be into you as Jack Berger?
Because he wasn't into
Carrie.
Are
any of these guys going to be into you if Jack Berger is not into you?
Yeah, Aiden would be into me. Aiden and me would get married. I'm the bitch that Carrie sees a year after she broke up with Aiden and I have the kid. 100%.
You like Aiden?
Yeah, Aiden's okay.
Aiden's just okay?
Aiden's like, well, he's made to
Isn't
be in
Aiden
that movie
like,
kind of boring in the starting of the show.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of boring, but isn't he... So is Mr. Big really the guy that all the girls want?
I think I'd want to marry Harry.
You'd want to marry...
He's the only one with jokes!
The bald Jew?
Let me just go through the guys.
Wait, so would you say that... Now this is an annoying question right after your comment, but would you say I'm more like Jack Berger or more like Harry?
Well, honey, you're just not going to graduate law school and live in a Manhattan apartment that costs $3 million. So you're more
like
Jack Berger.
I could have gone to law school.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't.
I could get through law school.
Yeah, you could, but you didn't. I could become a PhD chemist and go to that fucking job, but I'm not.
I'm just saying, I could be Harry. If I felt more pressure from my parents, I would be Harry.
If you had a worse balding, you could be...
Harry's older than I am.
But Harry...
I'm not trying to be Harry. I'm trying to be Jack Berger.
Although, actually, now that I say that I would want to marry Harry, the person that Harry's most attracted to is Charlotte, who I'm arguably the least like. Mm-hmm. Because he wants, like, a little princess. But see, the thing is that, like,
Jewish
guy
that wants his Jewish princess.
Being in the situation of being Steve, of marrying Steve, sounds really stressful because you just have to earn so much money forever.
Because Steve's not going to earn any
money. He's not going to earn any money. And he's going to be out cheating on you with whores.
Oh, Steve.
Steve is nice, but you can't talk about NPR as Steve. You know what I mean?
Hear ya.
Which one would you put me with?
Well, I definitely can't see you with Mr. Big.
No, I'd get fed up. First of all, he wouldn't be into me. And if he was for like a second, I would like hate him because he wouldn't call me back and I'd like burn his house down.
Alexander Petrovsky, you just would not be interested in.
No.
Smith, you would find probably very attractive, but he wouldn't.
I'm not trying to date Smith, really. Because, I mean, I think that I'd have to be with...
I mean, she was going for Samantha when Samantha was at her grossest.
Yeah, but
was
then
Samantha... He was making power moves, right? Was he making power moves? Was that what was going on?
What do you
on?
Mean power? I've What's a power
least,
move?
I've seen the least of the final season, because I was out of that apartment by the time the final season came.
They kicked you out. Smith... No, she seduces him, and then they start fucking a lot. And then after that, he starts wanting to go out with her.
And does that end?
It ends in the movie. So the end of the series.
She breaks up with him?
Yeah. Because she wants to move back to New York and he's a film star in California.
So he's like Hugh Jackman and she's like Hugh Jackman's wife?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know that?
They broke up?
No. You don't know about Hugh Jackman's wife?
No.
Hugh Jackman, you know, a lot of people think that Hugh Jackman's gay
mm-hmm.
because he's married to, like, a much older, significantly less attractive woman. Like, look it up.
I will.
That's worth looking up to discuss right now.
Okay.
I'll
what
try
do you
to
think?
Fill the dead air time. About whether or not Hugh Jackman's gay?
Yeah.
Ugh, you know, I try not to judge.
Is it because he sings those songs?
That doesn't help his case. you know, his ability to sing and dance and be Wolverine and have every woman in the world want to have sex with you, yet you choose to marry...
I'm looking at these pictures. In some, she looks fine. In some, it does look...
She looks like his mom.
It does look like a mom.
It looks like he's out with his mom. Like, this looks like he took his mom to the Golden Globes right there.
She is a lot older. But that's the thing, is that that's what would have happened if you, like, fuck Samantha, right? Like, eventually, like, in the Sex and City world, if they'd stay together, she would look like that, and Smith would look, like, 45 or 50.
So, I guess my question is simply, it's like... You know, I feel real bad for Hugh Jackman's wife having to deal with constant this being said about them.
But you probably just forget about it, right? And you're so rich, how bad can you feel about it for them?
Look, she looks like David Bowie in this picture.
Probably. I think...
This was David Bowie at first. Look at that.
I see. I think that probably zero famous people are faithful on their spouses, so like it can't bother him that much. He's either getting pussy or dick from somewhere else.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
99.9.
See, I don't even think it's that high. I just think there's a significant number of people who are unfaithful.
I just feel like if you're at that level where you are... First of all, away from home for, like, significant chunks of time.
Right, but are you talking about, like, purely, like, lead actor movie stars? Like, you don't think Paul Newman was faithful to his wife?
Salad dressing man?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Paul Newman besides salad dressing facts. So, also a long time ago, right? That's, like, before it was, like, international crazy.
But, like, there's, like, Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft. Like, I don't think Mel Brooks was cheating on Anne Bancroft.
Mel Brooks also isn't that cute.
Mel Brooks was you would find young Mel Brooks attractive. I mean, he's very Jewish looking.
He has lots of jokes.
Yeah, you would love him. You'd be totally trying to bang Mel Brooks.
I'm not saying, I don't think Harry is that attractive, but he's the one I'd want to marry the most.
Yeah, you don't care about looks at all.
It's not true. Let's go through the men. Mr. Big, I would get so fucking frustrated with him. It'd be the end of it. right? Mm-hmm. Mr. Big's terrible. Aiden, yeah, I could date Aiden, but between Aiden and Harry, who's funnier? Who do you want to spend more time with, Aiden or Harry? Stop looking at Mel Brooks. What are you Googling?
I was trying to find some images of young Mel Brooks.
No, it's fine. We can do this afterwards. So who would you want to hang out with more, Aiden or Harry?
Who would I personally want to hang out
yeah,
with
more? Yeah, well, because marriage is mostly hanging out.
Well, Harry could help me with way more legal issues that I'll be facing.
And Aiden could build you a couch that's probably pretty comfortable.
You make a good point.
But who would you legitimately want to hang out with, Aiden or Harry?
I'm not hanging out with Aiden.
Do you even know anything about Aiden? His whole thing is that he fucking sucks.
Is that his whole character problem?
Or he's like, he's boring and he sucks and no one cares. Russian dude, out of the question. Smith, no. Trey is the worst. Trey can't even get his dick hard. Also, we know Harry has a big dick. Charlotte says so. It's a big motivator for Harry.
But Aiden, you know, he's good at being boyfriendy, right?
But so is Harry. Harry is, like, super respectful and nice.
Because Harry's got nothing else going for him except for money and that.
So then you know it's not going to end when you get old.
Didn't they break up?
No. Well, they broke up because she wouldn't convert. I guess I wouldn't convert. That would be the end of that.
Yeah, why does he care so much?
Because his mother...
Welcome to the 20th century, buddy.
When his mom was dying, she made him promise.
Oh, yeah, that annoying mom promise.
I mean, I would do it all the details if then I could still have my Christmas tree every year and be like, yay, Santa. But then they were, like, not letting that happen.
It's not easy to become Jewish, Robin.
But it is if you just pretend to do it for paperwork.
You gotta... No, it's actually like... It's not like Christianity where they'll just like... They're trying to... Like,
I know. I watched Sex in the City. She had to go to hella classes. But I would still sneak a Christmas tree.
The rabbi saw that.
What would they do? Get mad?
They get mad.
Good. Well, okay, great. I've had lots of people mad at me before. A lot of them are Jewish. So it's fine. So besides that, we got Steve, which I just can't handle that. He's a cheater, and he's poor, and he isn't educated.
Yeah, Steve's really got nothing going for him.
Besides, he's a good guy. I don't know.
Is that what she always says about him?
I don't know. Why?
Why does she stay with Steve?
Because, like, she's not into any... Because I think it's that she's so busy that she needs someone to just be there all the time. Like, another lawyer, they would just never see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah.
I feel like she hates him, though.
She does kind of hate him. It's not
like,
good.
I feel like Steve, part of why Steve cheats is just because he's constantly being hated by his wife.
Definitely. See, like, how good of a couple would Miranda and Harry be?
You could see them together. Miranda and Harry?
Yeah. That'd be what would happen if I dated Harry.
I just feel like Miranda is so... negative all the time.
No, I gotta work on being less negative.
And I just feel like Miranda doesn't cook for her roommates enough or clean the apartment as often as they would like or just, you know, give them money for no reason. I feel like there's all these things Miranda could be doing in her life.
Yeah.
But Miranda, you know, she's just such a negative Nancy. I could never date Miranda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could maybe be roommates with her.
Well, do you have anything else to say? We haven't really talked much with the girls. Do you have anything else to say about them?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Okay. Done.
Well, okay.
You said yes five times, so who's that last yes?
I guess Maria the lesbian with Samantha that we wrote on this list. Okay. Well, Carrie, it's like, all right, if Carrie wasn't cool and interesting.
But is she interesting? Or is she just like, love is like a bagel. It goes round and round, and sometimes there's cheese.
She's kind of annoying.
She's kind of annoying, and, like, her column seems like it sucks.
Would
you read that column? You'd be annoyed if you were dating her, and you were like, did you like my column? And it's just, like, talking about how you didn't last long enough.
I would read the column. I would like the column. No, I would forget the column. She would ask me if I read it. I would say yes. She would ask me what it was about, and it would end our relationship.
What if you fucking read that thing, and it was just talking about your sex performance? Like, you have some weird sex thing with her.
Well, I don't.
You read the thing, and it's just talking. You'd be so upset. And it's a boring column.
I guess, yeah. I don't read it.
Okay, so, but you'd want to date... You think that she's interesting.
She's interesting enough that I would end up... At least she's interesting and attractive enough that the combination of the two things might lead to me going on, like, a couple of dates with her.
Okay, so you think you would end it with Carrie? I feel like you would like her if you went on a couple of dates with her.
I don't know. She might be a little too chappy for me. Maybe.
She, first of all, is expecting you to, like, just foot $300 dinner bills every meal you go to. And she has that fucking shoe obsession. You'd, like, go home and she'd be like, the shoes. Like, when Aiden wanted to move in, like, he couldn't even have any space because she had so many shoes.
Oh, man. No, but, you know, she's an interesting girl in some ways. At least she's, you know, a writer and...
And she parties a lot in New York City and she, like, has a bunch of fancy friends.
I feel like I could have fun with her.
Okay.
I feel like she's interesting.
But none of the other ones. So what about you and Charlotte?
No. So, okay.
I feel like I could see you marrying a Charlotte.
I could sort of see myself marrying a Charlotte, but not necessarily being happy with it. Like, it's there and I go home. I don't know. It would feel a lot more real with Carrie to me than it would feel with Charlotte.
Because there's just that thing where Charlotte can't talk about anything
too
real.
Often I find myself in a relationship where, like, we're lying in bed together, and I look next to me, and just the thought crosses my mind, who is this person? What am I doing here right now? And I just feel like Charlotte would be one of those people that I would just be looking next to myself and think to myself, who is this person, and what am I doing here right now?
Yeah. Like, there's nothing to connect with her on. All she wants to do is get married and have kids. That's all she's looking for. Her entire plot through the entire show is just attaining that goal. And then wanting to have a dick. We learn about that later on after Trey doesn't have one.
Wait, she wants to have a dick?
I'm saying that Kyle MacLachlan couldn't get it up.
Oh.
So she does need that.
Yeah, what was his problem?
He couldn't get it up. You mean, like, beyond that?
Well, did he... So let me ask you this question, actually. Okay, I got an interesting topic for us to go explore.
All right.
You really love this person.
Mm-hmm.
They have a problem getting it up.
Okay. And I find this out, presumably, when we're starting to date. It's not like I'm going out with them a year and then have sex with them.
But they're, like, willing to, like, take Viagra and everything. Does that ruin it for you? Like, if they have to take a pill?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it would.
You think you'd just be fine? Just like, okay, he just takes his medication.
Yeah, well, a little dip into Robin Higgins' past is that I've hooked up with a lot of guys. I'm attracted to people that have depression issues. And people that have depression issues are often on...
Are you really attracted to people who have depression issues? Or were you willing to settle for people who have depression issues?
No, these are like guys in college that I went after.
That you went after?
Yeah.
That had depression issues.
All of them.
But was it because you saw these people as attainable, or because you actually saw these people as people you liked?
I don't know. You have this thing where I'm just, like, trying to settle for, like, bad people.
No. But I'm just curious, because you're saying, to me, having depression issues is not necessarily an attractive quality. In fact, I find it to be somewhat of, like...
I didn't know about it. It's not like they were telling me. You're just starting up with them, and then this comes out.
Okay.
I had no idea.
They seem like happy people to you before? They don't seem like they might have a little depression problem?
I don't think I'm attracted to happy people. I don't think I like happy people. You and Dave aren't particularly happy, and I like both of you.
I think I'm a fairly jovial person.
Sometimes. Sometimes you're neurotic as fuck.
Well, I'm neurotic.
Yeah.
And I have depression issues.
There we go.
but you're not going after me.
But we're still friends. Probably most of the people I'm friends with have some kind of mental illness problem.
The only people that don't have depression issues are idiots.
And boring people. Which is like, who wants to hook up with them? Here's the thing.
I guess, you know, I thinking back on it, so many girls that I've dated have told me they have depression.
There we issues. Go. Here we go.
I guess just everyone has depression issues.
Every smart person that's interesting. Here's the thing. If, as human beings...
it's all meaningless.
We are equipped with the brain to understand that our time on this earth will end and that we will probably go through agony before it does. And if that fact can't shake your core enough to fuck up your psyche in some permanent way that you're constantly struggling with to find the meaning of life, then you're probably boring or overlooking a big thing. Josh is cutting himself right now. Josh just bled out. He couldn't handle that. All right. That was a good visual bit for me, but let's get back. You see what I'm saying?
I'm dead, Robin. You're supposed to just continue the rest of the
like,
podcast.
If you really can't fathom that, and be upset by it.
Yeah. Shit is depressing. Like, and we might not achieve our dreams, and we set all these lofty goals for ourselves that are insurmountable, like getting 1 million people to listen to our podcast, getting a comment. We set these lofty goals, like getting a comment on our podcast.
We haven't even had any robots post about Viagra or anything.
No. Viagra, by the way. This episode was brought to you by Viagra. Yeah. Viagra, when it's not getting up,
put the pill down.
Get some Viagra.
Get some Viagra.
Viagra.
You see what I'm saying?
Got depression issues.
How do we start talking about depression issues? Kyle MacLachlan. Oh, yeah.
Kyle MacLachlan.
So anyway, I've hooked up with a lot of people with depression issues, okay. And they're all on depression medication, and that means that it's really hard to get boners.
You see, that's the thing. Like, I'm anti, for the most part. Like, unless you really need that medication. If you really need the medication, take the medication. I feel like a lot of people just have normal depression that, like, you go to the doctor and, like, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
And get their depression medication.
Oh, they'll write you up no matter what you say. I mean, yeah, I think that, like...
it's too freely given out.
Definitely. All medications in the U.S. are.
That's why I mostly try to avoid taking any pills. Like, I certainly don't take those...
1,000 Advils when you have a cold.
I certainly don't take those pills the psychiatrist told me I needed to take.
Yeah. So then, I mean, it's not like happy, but those guys didn't have Viagra, and that was annoying. If they had just taken that, I would have understood, probably.
You would have been fine?
If they were like, yeah, because then you understand, right? It's like, it's a side effect. It's very well known.
You're dating some really young people to have their bits and pieces not working.
They were on really heavy medications.
Like, so you're talking, like, you're not dating people that have, like, depression issues. You're dating people that have got, like, depression issues.
Well, they're on antidepressants.
And why? Like,
those things
like,
have bad side effects.
Yeah, probably getting depressed because they can't get it up. Because all these girls keep breaking up with them because they can't maintain their erection. I always found it really funny and ironic that Accutane caused severe depression. Like the acne medication, severe acne.
Oh my god.
Because it's like the whole point of getting rid of your acne is because the acne happier. Is giving you depression.
Right.
So it's like you don't really get rid of the ultimate problem here, which is the depression that you have, the self-esteem and depression that you suffer.
Oh my god, I was watching clips from the Chris Rock show yesterday, and there's this one called, like he met with a doctor, and the doctor had discovered a cure of depression, so he had to take antidepressants. It's just called Hard Liquor. It was just the doctor explaining how hard liquor cured all of the side effects of depression.
You just have to constantly be taking it, otherwise the depression gets too intense.
So yeah, Kyle MacLachlan is pretty hot on his own. I do Kyle MacLachlan.
So if he was he not taking Viagra?
I don't think he was also really repressed sexually, so he wouldn't talk about it. So I don't think that he wanted to take
Viagra. Did they have sex before they got married?
No, that was the big thing.
Did they ever have sex?
They eventually got... Oh, eventually that problem went away. Like, eventually they, like, fixed it so that they could start trying to have a baby. But then...
Oh, they did fix the problem, but then she couldn't have a baby?
Right.
So, if you were married to someone, do you want to have kids?
I don't know. Probably. Gotta fuck up something, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. There's plenty of things you fucked up. okay, so you kind of want to have a baby, but let's say you want to have a baby. How much would you and someone not being able to have a baby together ruin that for you?
You mean it's his fault? Like, he has wacky sperm?
He's got wacky sperm.
So, but then you can just, like, get some free sperm, and then it's fine.
Just be someone else's kid.
Yeah. Then you can just, like, well, that'd be hard. I'd really want to confirm that person was smart.
I'm thinking about it right now, and it's like, I'd almost rather just adopt someone than have, like...
So that your wife couldn't have it either?
I've spitefully decided that I don't want it to be, like, half, like, I just look at the kid and just have somebody else's genes. I just feel so cheated on.
So you'd rather just have your wife not, like, be able to ever get pregnant?
God.
You don't want... That, I don't know. Then you adopt some kid. Like, what's the point? You want it to be your genes.
You just want it to be your genes.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the time that this is happening, they can already turn, like, other cells into sperm cells. So this problem is probably solved in a few years.
All right. Good.
Is something wrong with your sperm, Josh?
No. I just don't want to find out that there is.
Well, there's a microscope in my lab. I can test. Well, actually, no. I'm not going to handle that.
Robin. Here's a cup of my sperm.
Oh my God.
Can you please let me know if this is okay? Will you check this out for me?
Yeah, logistically it's possible, but I realize that I'm not willing to go through that process.
You wouldn't do it for me, Rob? If I really wanted you to do it,
definitely be money involved, and it wouldn't be a small amount. For me to handle your sperm, you would have to pay me $100.
Is it really, like, is sperm the grossest thing to you? Let me ask you.
There's no reason for me to handle your shit.
I'm just saying this. If you're choosing between handling, like, a cup full of snot or a cup full of sperm, you're just going to take the cup full of snot?
Oh, yeah. To make, like, a microscope slide of?
Yeah.
Yeah, the snot's no big deal.
You're fine with snot?
I'm not fine with it. I choose it over sperm. Has less... I mean, substance-wise, I don't even know, because the emotional disgustment of sperm is so high.
Oh, man, I'm going to avoid getting way grosser with this whole
good
situation right here.
I'm happy with that.
But I can't believe you wouldn't check out my sperm for me.
For the small, I'm sure that $100 is less than whatever the doctor would charge you.
All right, so wait, I haven't really gone through...
The girls.
Well, we basically talked about Charlotte and Carrie.
Okay.
And Miranda. Like, Miranda, it's interesting because, like... Because Sex and the City, when did Sex and the City start?
A while ago. It's been
off definitely the a long time. Was it the 90s?
I think it was definitely somewhere in the 90s. Let's see if I have. I don't have. My Sex Wikipedia page is on Miss Sandry.
1998 to 2004.
Oh, man.
All right. So I was definitely, like, jerking off to every single one of them at some point during my youth.
Gross.
Because what you have to understand is the internet didn't always exist.
Right.
There was a period of time where all I had was my parents mistakenly putting HBO in my bedroom.
Right.
And often the most attractive people on TV late at night
when I needed
attractive people on TV were the Sex and the City girls.
Wow. You couldn't just watch Blind Date?
I watched Blind Date. I watched, there was... What was that other show with Carmen Electra?
Eliminate? I don't know.
No. Singled Out.
Singled Out.
I liked it better with Jenny McCarthy. Man, she was like a huge crush of mine when I was young. But, there's Sex in the City, and then, you know, every once in a while, real sex. Which was really probably messing me up as, like, a child, like,
to see these... I don't know what that is.
You don't know what real sex is? Oh, yeah, you just only had UPN, that's right.
Real sex?
Real sex is, like... Certainly not what, like, real sex is when you don't know what real sex is. Okay. It's really going to skew your idea of what sex is if you learned about sex
via real. Is it porn?
It's HBO's like porn documentary about like the weird other world of sex.
Oh no.
It's like people that fuck like sex dolls and go to like sex ranches, swingers ranches.
So that's what
together.
You think that real sex
so, like, is. So like as like a child, you know, my sex education was like whatever the fucking
at
real
at least
sex.
It made you probably less like judgmental of yourself.
Definitely not judgmental of myself.
Great.
Judgmental of the people on real sex. And you know what the biggest problem with real sex was for me growing up is like most of it was fucking disgusting.
Right.
Like I was like always excited that it was on thinking that it would be just porn, and it was never just porn. It was like old people going to like a retreat together.
Okay.
Or like it's also about like the jobs people had. Like you'd meet the guy, like there'd be a whole section on the guy who jerks off to porn to figure out whether or not the porn is good enough for the site. And like you just end up like having to deal with like a section of this where it's like a dude jerking off.
You know what I always thought is that the people you see on TV who are like the polygamist couples, not like the Mormons, I'm talking about like the free love hippie people that are like, oh yeah, we just all have like orgies all the time.
Uh-huh.
They're so disgusting looking. They look like the people from the It's Always Sunny sex party. Like they're like the women just like don't even look like women, and you're just like, why would you want to have an orgy with five of these women? Just they're terrible looking. You never seen any like interviews of like we are all married and it's just like eight randomly coupled people.
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of that comes from desperation.
But they're just having so much sex. You could just have sex with that one person.
But you want to have sex with eight, and you're a powerful man that controls women.
But they're gross looking.
Mm-hmm. Never made much sense to me.
All right.
But I'm surprised at how, like, normal sexually I've turned out, considering that my education was all this weird ass my early education was all this really bizarre HBO stuff, and if my parents were listening to this podcast right now would probably really regret like their decisions when we were growing up, or like would have tried to figure out a way to block HBO, or probably just would have taken the TV out of my room, which is really what they should have done.
Right. There's no way my kid's gonna have
and
any
it's
screen.
Also it's like I also remember at times like catching never mind. I'm gonna spare this about them for whoever might be listening to this podcast.
Good. All right, so have we covered it all?
Oh, have you ever heard the story of how Sergio caught his parents having sex?
No.
Oh my god, it's the funniest.
What happened?
So my friend was like young, him and his sister were at home, and his parents, I guess, wanted to have sex. So they were like, so his mom went up to Sergio and was like, listen, Serge, your dad is fixing something in the garage, so don't go in there. Don't go in there for the next like hour.
Okay.
And they were like, okay. And his mom left. And then, or she goes, I'm going to go help your dad fix something in the garage. He's like, just don't go in there for the next hour.
Oh my God.
So Sergio was like, what's dad doing in the garage? I want to see. So him and his sister went out front of the house to like stand on chairs to look through the clear window part of the garage, which they never would have done had the mom not said anything to them about going into the garage. Because what kid goes into the garage anyway?
Right.
And could they not like put something in front of the garage door?
Right, or just, like, go to your... Can't you lock your bedroom? Can't you just be, like, yeah, your dad's you fixing a cabinet?
Regardless of which, they go and they look through the window thing Sergio sees, and he's like, this is not something I should be seeing right now. So he gets down, and, like, his sister's, like, trying to climb up. And his sister is a big girl. Oh. His sister's, like, trying to climb up to see, and Sergio's like, Christina, no, don't look, just get down. So Christina goes to get down, and she, like, jumps down, and when she jumps, she just flies into the garage and just makes a huge slamming noise and just, like shakes the whole garage door. And Sergio just sprints as fast as he can, just bolts it back into the house.
Oh, my God.
And his parents come in, and they're just like, what you saw in there was a completely natural thing.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Right?
That's the worst.
Did you ever
No, I've never caught my
terrifying
parents.
Experience?
Thank God. Thank God.
Do you think most people have caught their parents?
No, because I feel like I would have heard about it, and I haven't heard most
people. Do you think most people's parents are having sex?
Right. I think it's just so infrequent that, like, you don't really have to worry.
Does it get... If any parents are out there listening, we'd really appreciate a comment on our on our podcast about the frequency with which, not necessarily you have sex, but parents have sex.
Well, I think what happens is that when they're babies, you, like, can't have sex because you're too tired all the time. Mm-hmm. And also, like, the woman, like, initially, like, can't because she just had a baby. And then it's, like, too tired. And then the kids wake up at, like, 5 a.m. and they come run into your bedroom. And you're probably so tired all the time that it just goes away.
All right. All right, well, real quick, I'm gonna knock through this last girl, Samantha.
Okay.
Definitely 100% when I was watching Sex and the City as a kid, waiting for the moment to jerk off.
It was with Samantha.
That, like, 1 minute, like, 30-second, whatever, sex scene Samantha inevitably had every episode. Where it's like, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting, you're just prepared, you got cock in hand.
Oh my God!
Just for that moment when Samantha has her moment.
Well, that's good to know. That's actually kind of terrible to know. Let's move on to the final portion of this podcast.
Mary Murder Fuck.
Yes.
All right. So Shike, do you want to give me mine first? Like, is mine just going to be them? Just all of them?
Okay. Well, let me think of the fourth category we're going to add. We're going to add date and then break up with, have a really nasty breakup with. So with marry, murder, fuck, or date and then have a really nasty breakup with.
Which one do I want a nasty breakup with of the bunch?
It's really bad, right, breakup.
Well, wow. Because, like, on one hand, Charlotte's the one I want to marry of the bunch.
Okay. Why not Carrie?
Hold on, I'm going to get there. Okay. But on the other hand, Charlotte's definitely the one I'd be most willing to have the nasty breakup with, because I feel like that would be the least nasty of the nasty breakups.
Okay.
Definitely not having the nasty... Definitely, Samantha's just fuck. Let's just get that out of the way.
Okay.
Samantha's definitely fuck.
Okay.
Not marrying her, can't trust that.
No.
And I need to wrap it up anyway. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm killing Miranda. So right. She's dead.
Okay.
So now it really comes down to... am I marrying Carrie and having that horrible breakup with Charlotte, or am I marrying Charlotte and having that horrible, nasty breakup with Carrie?
Right.
You know, the nasty breakup with Carrie, also, Carrie's so good at being the victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's a good victim.
Oh, she'd blame it on you.
She'd blame it on me, but Charlotte, everyone would blame me.
Right.
Yeah, that's the difference.
You really want to be married to Charlotte? I feel like you could connect more with Carrie, right?
I guess I just feel like Charlotte, you know, is a really good wife.
That's true. Yeah, if you don't want to talk to your wife, she's great at everything else.
But I could see Carrie just annoying the fucking shit out of me.
If you got married to her?
Yeah.
And she's presumably only going to look more and more like a horse.
And do I really, like, want to be going to those parties she's going to? I'm just going to be... We're going to get into so many fights about how awful I am at those parties.
You're going to be doing your magic tricks?
How embarrassed she is every time she takes me out. How, like, the way I dress annoys her. She just looks at me and she's annoyed. Like, I feel like, you know... Look, Charlotte was happy with Harry. Charlotte could be happy with me.
If you had hella money... They're all so rich, the women and the men in this show.
That's true.
They're so much richer than we'll ever be.
So bland. Ugh, man, it's so tough.
You know she's what? Buying, you know what? Like, billion-dollar plates, too.
You know what? I'm marrying Carrie.
That's
I'm marrying Carrie. I'm going to enjoy all the fighting we have. I could see that working out in, like, a really sadistic way. All
right. Plus, you never talk to Charlotte again, because she's going to be enemies with Carrie once you guys break up.
Yeah, once we have that horrible, horrible breakup.
Right.
All right, dumb.
All right.
All right, so for you...
I mean, that really... Nah, you can give me some bad ones.
I'm not going to do anything too bad for you. I'm going to omit... So, are we going to add this category for you, too?
Do you want
to? You have to have nasty breakup?
Do you want to?
Is this a permanent ad?
No.
No, okay. Just for this one.
Just for this one.
Permanent nasty breakup with. Okay. So... Oh, man. You know, we didn't even get to... So, this Mary Murder Fucks also the opportunity for you to talk about some of these people.
Okay.
We're gonna go Mr. Big.
Okay.
We're gonna go Richard Wright.
Okay.
Aiden. And Trey.
Okay. Mr. Big, Aiden, Trey, and Richard Wright. So Richard Wright is that rich guy that Samantha dates.
Hold on, wait. I might want to switch Trey.
Okay.
I was gonna switch Trey for Smith.
Okay.
The blonde dude.
So Big, Aiden, Smith, Richard Wright. So Richard Wright is that rich guy that Samantha dates, who's basically supposed to be Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Who's, like, in charge of a magazine or something. He's dead.
He's dead? You hate him?
I hate him. He's my least favorite person on Earth.
On Earth.
He's the most entitled, fucking misogynistic, abusive, manipulative piece of shit. In real life, though, Samantha would have just dated him forever and been really sad all the time. Like, there's no way women that get with him ever get the self-esteem to leave. Like, he only dates people that have been raped as a child. Like, no one without emotional baggage is fucking that dude. So he's dead. So we're down to Mr. Big, Aiden, and Smith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I mean, okay, and this is in a world where they're all super attracted to me and, like, want to marry me?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like, well, okay, if that's true, then... I think that...
Well, you just gotta... I mean,
yeah, because I could...
You have the ability to do any of these things
with
him.
It's not like a terrible marriage.
But you gotta, like, think about where it's going.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I think that I would want to then marry Smith. Because, I mean, if he was super into an older woman, he could be super into me, too, even though I'm not a superstar. And he, like, wasn't cheating or anything. And he also lives in L.A. and has a bunch of connections, so I could probably get a career off of him. And, I mean, he's super hot. Although, did I tell you this? I had a friend who was in an improv class with him.
Really?
And he apparently looked terrible. He has, like, really gone downhill since, like, Sex and the City. Like, she barely recognized him, and she's seen all the episodes. That's too bad. But at any rate, I'd marry Smith. And then I guess I'd fuck Big and date, and then I'd have the same relationship Carrie had with Aiden, or just crush him eventually.
All right.
All right.
Sex and the City.
Good episode.
Out of the way.
All right. Bye-bye.